What brought you to Death Row Records?
Well, actually, I was about to start my own little indie, and I had a distribution deal set up, and I went to two of my homeboys I've been knowing for years, Big C Style and Dash. They told me they was doing this little Dog Pound Records thing over here at Death Row. So I was like, well, I was going to do my own thing because I'm getting, you know, up there with the business knowledge to where I could do my own thing. But I was like, these the homeboys. I've been rolling with them for a while. You know what I'm saying? They saying it's all gravy, so I come over here and do my thing with them. So that's how I came to Death Row.
What do you feel that you bring to the table for Death Row Records?
I bring to the table, as we all know, Death Row, legends come through Death Row, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know that, you know. I think the difference between me and everybody else, though, is that in the underground, I think I got more stripes and stars and bars than, like, everybody else. You know what I'm saying? That came through Death Row as far as on the, like, with my homie Sway and Tech and just on the underground scene, you know what I mean? Not too many guys more respect than I got. So I think I bring that to the table, and then I bring something fresh and brand new, you know what I'm saying, to kick off 2001.
Suge Knight has already publicly stated that he believes you are the greatest rapper the West Coast has to offer. With comments like this coming from possibly the greatest CEO that the West Coast has to offer, how do you plan to prove him right?
Hard work and heat. That's simple, you know what I'm saying? Put the work in, you know what I'm saying, and drop heat. And, you know, the product gonna speak for itself. So, you know, and I plan on proving him right, you know what I'm saying?